Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation comes from our epistle lesson for today, Romans chapter 5. We'll look at verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. This is our text. Here we are this morning in the middle of the Lenten season. And if I were to ask you to think of a word that you would use to maybe describe the feelings and the activities of this season, you might come up with words like a time of repentance, a time of sorrow over sins, a time of prayer, time of reflection, time of self-denial. These are all good and appropriate words. During these weeks of Lent, we focus our hearts and our minds on the suffering and the death of our Lord and Savior. During Lent, we come to a deeper understanding of sin and its consequences. During Lent, we see the depth of the love that God had for us even while we were yet sinners. And the more we contemplate all that he has done for us, and when we think about all that that means for us eternally, that makes our love for him grow even deeper. These weeks of Lent are an amazing time in the church year. These weeks of Lent present to us that amazing story of the depth of God's love. During these weeks, we will focus very sharply on Jesus. We will watch as he is betrayed into the hands of his enemies by one of his own chosen disciples. We will witness the mock trials that take place, one before the Sanhedrin, the legal council of the Jews, the other trial before Pilate, representative of the Roman government. The predetermined outcome of those trials is achieved. Jesus will be accused of blasphemy and of wanting to be a king. Both crimes, punishable by death, specifically death by crucifixion. He will be condemned, he will be mocked and beaten, and he will be led away to be crucified. In a mere 6 hours from the time the first nail was driven into his hands, he will die on that cross. On Good Friday, we will see his lifeless body removed from the cross and laid in that garden tomb. We have to understand what this story is really all about. Why did he do it? He committed no crime. He was guilty of no sin. Even the Roman centurion who was seated at the foot of Jesus' cross recognized that. And when Jesus died, he proclaimed, certainly he was a righteous man. Even Pilate knew he was innocent. And he would declare before the people, I don't find this man guilty of anything. The Apostle Paul tells us why Jesus had to suffer and die. He writes in 1 Corinthians, God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. John fills in the picture by adding, he is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus went to the cross bearing the sins of the world. All the sins of the world. All of our sins. On the cross, he paid the punishment for our sins. The wages of sin is death. His first words from the cross explain why he was doing all of this. He prays, "Father, forgive them." Because of the cross, we are forgiven. Fully and freely and completely forgiven of all of our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us. Makes us absolutely clean before God. Cleanses us of all sins. It doesn't matter how many sins you may have committed. It doesn't matter how serious those sins may have been. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Lent is the account of Jesus accomplishing that forgiveness for us. Lent and Easter assure us of that forgiveness and that life and salvation is ours by grace through faith in the crucified and risen Lord. And that's what brings us to what is the fruit, another one of the fruits of the Lenten season, the fruit of joy. Because of Lent, because of the cross, because Jesus suffered and died, God gives us the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. And that's a good reason for us to rejoice. Lent is an amazing journey of faith. And it is even more amazing when we remember when this journey took place. Paul tells us, Christ went to the cross while we were yet sinners. God accomplished our redemption, cleansed us of all of our sins while we were sinners. Jesus didn't go there and suffer and die for the righteous. He didn't suffer and die because we were his friends. His suffering and death took place while we were his enemies. There was nothing in us, there was nothing about us that would have moved God to make such a sacrifice of his son. We were nothing but sinners through and through. And we did nothing but sinful things. In his holiness and righteousness, God would have had every reason, every justification to punish us for our sins. But he didn't. In spite of our sins, he loved us. And in that love for us, he planned our redemption. And that plan required him to send us his son, who would do for us what we could not do. And for that, we rejoice. Now, what was it specifically that we could not do for ourselves? Well, we could not keep the law of God as he required it to be kept. He said, you need to be perfect. You need to be holy. Absolutely perfect. Absolutely holy. and every thought, desire, word, and deed. Not only could we not do that, we became slaves of sin. Satan was our master. We willingly did what he wanted us to do. And death, eternal death, was our only destiny. And even worse, we couldn't do anything to change that outcome. We were without hope in this life and for the life to come. Lent is the story of the amazing things that Jesus did for us while we were yet sinners. As we saw in our gospel lesson on the first Sunday of the Lenten season, Jesus had to go into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil. He had to go there to succeed where the first Adam failed. For 40 days, the devil worked temptation after temptation on Jesus. But when it was all over, Jesus had remained faithful to his Father. Faithful to his Father's will. He had done what he had come to do. He had overcome the temptations. He did not yield. He did not give in. And he was not overcome. He obeyed. He kept the commandments. And he did it all perfectly. But that's not all there was to it. Sins had already been committed, and those sins needed to be dealt with. The righteousness of God required that sin be dealt with. And so a sacrifice for sin had to be made. A sufficient ransom was going to have to be paid to make up for the sins of the world. God showed his love for us in this. By giving us his Son to be that one perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God sacrificed for the sins of the world. That was the ransom price, the death of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice for all sins. Paul tells us, now that his blood has been shed, we are all the more certain he has saved us. Jesus has saved us. Saved us from the consequences of our sin. Saved us from the power of the devil. Saved us from death. Saved us from the grave. And he has saved us for eternal life. Salvation is always that double standard, saved us from and saved us for. Heaven is our home. We are once again God's redeemed children. And as his children, we are also heirs, heirs of eternal life. Now that we have been justified, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is our reason for rejoicing in this Lenten season. Not only are we forgiven all of our sins, we are at peace with God. The warfare that was between us and God has ended. The enmity is over. There is nothing but peace in its place. And in that peace, we live with the sure and certain hope of eternal life. Now, what do people do who rejoice? They express their joy. They do things that let other people know how happy they are. Some people will sing. Some will dance. Others will tell others the reason why they are so joyful. That's what God, our Savior, wants us to do. to sing his praises, and to tell everyone what he has done. And when you think about what our Savior God has done for us, all that he has done for us, our hearts are filled with, no, our hearts overflow with joy. During these weeks of Lent, we will see the depth of God's love for us while we were yet sinners. We will watch as Jesus suffers and dies on the cross. And we will gather together again also on Easter Sunday morning to celebrate the fact that he is risen from the dead. And by that resurrection, we are guaranteed the forgiveness of all of our sins. We are forgiven. We are cleansed of all of our sins. And now we have the sure and certain hope of eternal life. Those gifts, those blessings can never be taken away from us. Because Jesus lives, we too will live with him. Because of Lent and Easter, we will one day wear the crown of life. But we need to remember there's another side of this coin. There are an awful lot of people in the world who are living without the blessings of Lent and Easter. They live every day of their lives with no hope and no peace and no joy. The only thing they can look forward to is that every day and every way things are only going to get worse and worse for them. God did not send his son just for us. God sent his son for everyone, for the world, for each and every person in the world. God did not send his son to condemn the world, but so that the world, so that every single person in the world could have the sure and certain hope of the promise of forgiveness and life and joy and peace. All of those blessings have already been won for everyone by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We are already at the midpoint of our Lenten season. There's still time. Still time for you to invite someone to join you on this journey. Bring them here. Let them see the cross. Let them hear the story of the depth of God's love for them, even while they are still sinners. When they're here, they will discover that the promises of God will give them all that they need for this life and for the life to come. And then Easter Day will be for them more joyful than just finding hidden eggs and baskets filled with candy. This season of Lent is the account of God's love for us and for all people, so that all people could have the hope and the joy of eternal life. Thank the Lord. Sing his praise and tell everyone what he has done. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We make confession of our most holy faith in the words of the Nicene Creed printed in your bulletin this morning.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, who is the God of the Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, out of our light, light of light, very God, God cannot be, being of the substance by the power, not of all things made, who for us sin and for our salvation, being out of heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us as a punishment of our sins. He suffered with prayer, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in the glory to judge both the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by our prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge that my baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
May we see you.